Take a listen to this robin. Does it sound a little weird to you? No? Well, what about compared to this robin? These are two different robins, the first in a city, the second out in nature. New research shows that some city birds are actually changing their songs.
Animals have to adapt to be able to live in cities.
This is Monika Jablonski from the Center for Ecological Research in Hungary.
It always starts with this simple sequence that do, 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 do.
She's been studying how and why these city dwellers are changing their songs.
The traffic noise is the most common. Not only the noise, but other urban phenomena also influence song, like the different physical structure of the environment because of the buildings.
Birds sing as part of the mating process, or to mark territory. But what good does it do if your fellow avians can't hear you over the ruckus of the city?
So the birds try to sing higher.
They try to sing higher. Some birds change the frequency of their songs. Others change individual notes. But most city birds, Jablonski says, they actually don't change their songs at all.
And I think it's a good thing because it means that the birds, regardless of their song or the characteristic of their song, are able to live in cities.
Even so, she thinks it is important to know which birds are forced to adapt, to know how what we build affects the natural world around us. Sometimes you just have to stop and listen.